Okay, today is Daf Chaf of Masechet Zida. We're on Yud Testament Bay's bottom line. Meishvei. Maisa, the Hunsa story. Vitala Rav Meir Bekilar. Rav Meir hung the stain on, I believe this means lipstick, or some kind of cosmetic. Right? Bekilar, some
lotion,
kind of.
As in the lotion applied to the eye.
Some lotion applied to the eye. Okay, makeup. Mm-hmm. So Rashi says, and pilaster, top Rashi. The Adam who, it's red. The Nizaskaba, she was busy with it. Alma, what do you see? Kilar, that Kilar, whatever that is, some kind of lotion, cream. Doma Ladam Nidus, it's similar to Dam Nidus. Afagaf, Dolahave Summa Kulahai, even though it's not very red. The Kasha Lakulu, it's Kasha on everybody. We said yesterday, the Daiki Ben Dam Labachor, Ladam Nasui, between the Dam of a Bachor and the Dam of a married guy. Mishum the Summa Tvei, because it's very red. Ubein dam macholas shel rosh, and with the dam of a bug lichshar dam macholas. Right, the bug is on the head as opposed to somewhere else in the body. And not only that, keep on going back into the Gemara. The Rebbe tala b'sraf shikma. Rebbe would attribute the stain to some sap that comes out of the sycamore tree. My lava edom. Doesn't that mean regarding red? Lo ashar dam and the other red colors. Like what we had yesterday, the other colors. Amemar Umar Zutra of Rav Ashi Haviyasvi Kame Umna. The three of them were sitting there before a guy who was bloodletting. They were by the bloodletter. Shakli Le Karina Kamaisa. La Memar. So they took the first tube. They showed to him. Chazia, he looked at the blood. Amalu, Adam did non kihai. That's the kind of red I'm talking about. Right? Shakli Le Achrizi. They took the second drawing. Amalu ishti, now they change color a little bit. Amal Ravashi ki goin anah de lo yadana ben hai lahai. I don't know, I can't tell the difference between that and that. Lo mi boyali lemechse dama. I can't check that maris. I can't check those kinds of stains. To me, it doesn't. It's all red to me.
Red.
What?
Red is red.
It's all red. It's such a slight difference. If you said, we're going to see more of this in Amud Beis about how it's not an easy thing. Right? They couldn't. Ravashi, the redactor of Shas, couldn't tell the difference.
He couldn't be the one.
Exactly. He could not be the one. Shachor b'cheres, kacheres. So we said, if it's black like a cheres, then what? Then, it's also improper. It's also a tummy color. Amar Rabba Rabbuna, cheres sh'amru dio. It really means the ink in the cheres. It means ink. Black like ink. Tanya nami hachi, shachor kacheres, v'shachor sh'amru dio. We mean ink. So v'lema dio, so why don't you say ink? Just say ink. E amar dio, had I said ink, have I would have thought ki pachuchusa didiusa. Sometimes, ever look at a bottle of ink. I think the same thing. Is that what it means? I think what it means.
The fluid part of the ink.
Rashi says klishat hadio, the weakness of the ink. Kishakli malei yorei chachachruis hacheres lamata. The deep colors sink to the bottom. The top is like a shine to it.
Separates.
Right. So I would have been afraid you would not know which ink I'm talking about. Therefore, I said the kli. Kamashmal, and I said the kli. Kacharusa didiusa. It's the residue that remains on the kli. Iboilahu balecha. Is it dry? Obiabesh. Wet? Obiabesh. Or dry? Tashma. Teravami poly. What does the word poly mean?
Split.
Right? Poly. Kurta didiusa. He used to split the dried up ink ubatikle and check it out, meaning it was dry. Even dry. The color's even dry. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kikir kidio, like the ink, right?
Black wax ink,
uka'anav, or a grape.
Black grape.
Tamea, those are tummy colors. V'zui sheshininu amok mikan tamea. That's what the Mishnah meant when it said, and deeper than that is no good. Amar b'lozer, kizayis, an olive, black olive, kizefes, tar, uka orev, and a raven, tahar, all those colors of black are tahar. V'zui sheshininu diyakit mikan tar. And that's what the Mishnah meant when it said, and lighter than that is tahar. We said yesterday, it doesn't make any sense. Because by the reds, when you go lighter, you go to another's red. So what do you mean lighter is tar, deeper is tummy? It's very difficult to figure out what this means. Others say
the black is dried blood.
Right. So if it's lighter, aren't you going to hit red? Others say the exact opposite. lighter, that the words mean the opposites. Lighter means darker, and darker means light. Very complex. Not an easy Gemara here. I'm reading words.
So black grape is different than a black olive.
Correct. 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 Right. Then a raven's also black. Black is black, right? So it's very shades of black. The shades that you walk into a paint store, the shades of a thousand shades of red, a thousand shades of every color. Ula Amar Kalbusha Siua. Ula said, you know what the color's like? It's like the clothing from the town of Siua. You go to that town, that's what the guys wear over there. So Ula Ikle Pumpadisa, he once went to Pumpadisa, Chazia Lahutaya, he saw some Arab, Dilavush Lavusha Ukma. He was wearing some black shirt. Amalu Shachar did not kihai. That's the black I'm talking about. So Martu Mine Porta Porta, they went over there, they started cutting off pieces of his clothing. And Yahal the Arab Mimizuzi, they paid for it. They gave him 400 zuz because they cut up his shirt because they wanted a sample of that color. Rav Yochanan Amar Elu Kalim Hauliarim Habayim Medina Seyam. No, you know what the black I'm talking about is the Kalim, the color from the town of. Some say it means in the town of Ulyarin. That's the color I'm talking about. Lememra, the Ukmininu. So you tell me that's black. However. The same Rabbi Yanai, I'm sorry, that's a different Rabbi Yanai said to his children, Bini, I'll take Bereni, don't bury me, Lo Bekalim Shechorim, don't bury me in black shrouds, Velo Bekalim Levenim, not in black, my white either. Shechorim, white, don't bury me in black, Shema Ezkev, maybe I will be Zoche, right? I'll be Zoche to Gan Eden, I'm going to walk in there wearing black. They don't want black in Gan Eden. It's like an oval by the oval chasana. Everybody's wearing a white, nice kittel. And here I am wearing black. Don't do that.
Levanim.
Don't bury me in white either. Shema levanim. Shema lo eske. Maybe I won't be zoche. Ve'yach chasim ben ha'velim. And I'm going to walk into to a Gehenna wearing white. Like I'm a big shot. That's the opposite also. So the Eitz Yosef asked, wait a minute. Is that clothing in Lots of Lavo? I was thinking, Ella, rather, Kalim Haluyarim, we're Kalim Haluyarim, which are some kind of power of colored Kalim. So what do you see? Colored clothing. It's not black. Right? So the answer is there's two types of Habarim Medina Sayyam. Alma Lavuk Beninu, it's not black. Lo Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Ha, this story is talking about Beglima. By the shirt, it's not black. Ha, Pisurta. When it comes to the Nida, by the patches, it was black. So what's with that story? So the Eitz Yosef says that it is a big machlokes, it's not a relevant machlokes. However, based on the Yerushalmi, the clothes you're buried with are the clothes you're going to wake up with. Okay? Maybe not in Gan Eden or Gehenna. I don't know if it's clothing there, it's a physical place. What? That's a very difficult thing, right? You wake up with everyone's in Bokhara Tachrikim. Well, what does that story mean? Don't bury me in black, don't bury me in white. And most tachrichim are white, no?
All
tachrichim are white, right? Interesting story. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. For cool made boken El Al Gavi Matlas Levana. You can only always check with a white cloth. You have to use a white cloth to check, which is obvious. Amar Ritzel Bar Avdimi Veshachar Al Gavi Adam. But you can use black, you can use a red cloth. Why? Amar Vyirmi Ami Difti. For low plea, not even arguing. Ha Veshachar, Ha Veshachar Dam. If you want to check black will be better on a red cloth. Every other color is better on a white cloth. Then why didn't Shmuel say, except for black? Right? Shmuel did not say that. Must be that even black is checked on a white cloth. No, but the Bedafka arguing on that point. Right? So, therefore, if you check it on a white cloth or on a red cloth, fine. Amar Ula, Kulan Amok Mikan Tamei, Dia Mikan Tar. The Mishnah said, or Ula saying it, anything deeper than that is Tamei, anything less than that is Tahar. Anything deeper than the black that we talked about is Tamei. If it's lighter, it's okay. Kishachar, like black. Velamaishna Shachar Dinakat. Why did they only say that by black? It's true by red also. The deeper reds are a problem, and the lighter reds are okay. So the Gemara answers, "Fuck that different. I would have thought Halvam Rechina Shachar Adam, who really Shachar is really red. Ella Shelaka, but it just got discolored. Hilkach Afilu Diyamikay Nami Litamei. So if it's lighter than that, it should also be Tameh. Why? Because it's really red. Come on, Shalom, we don't say that. I'm rushing a little bit here because the real action is on the base. So I'm rushing here a little bit. Rav Ami bar Abba Amar v'kulam amok b'kan Tameh. Rav Ami bar Abba said, all cases, deeper is Tameh, diamikan nami Tameh. It's also Tameh. Chutz, except Mishachar, except for black. Ela mayahani shiur d'rabanan, Tameh d'rabanan gives shiur. If it's all us, if it's all Tameh, anything looks like red is Tameh, even if it's lighter. Lafuke diha d'diha, to exclude the very, very far removed from the original color. I don't know what that means. Rashi says, shenitcha ma'amirosa yoser midai. It's very far away. What's the shiur? Nobody knows. Vika d'amri, Amri bar Abba Amar, kulan amak mikan tahar, diya mikan tar. He's the opposite. Anything deeper is tar. Anything lighter is also tar. Chutz mi shachar, except for shachar. So again, the lahachi mahani shiur derabanan. And that's why the shiur matters. Why does the shiur matter? Because if it's not that color, it's tahar. Bar kapara amar, for kulan amak mikan tame, diya mikan tar. Right? If it's deeper, it's tame. If it's lighter, it's tahar. Chutz mi mazuk, except for the diluted wine color. Amak mikan tahar. Diyam mikan tar, it's also tar both ways. Bar kapara, idihu le vidachi. Bar kapara once examined the cloth like that, and it was matarit. Imkule vidachi. It was deeper, and he also matarit. Amar lechirina, kama nafesh gavra, the libe kishmaitse. Yeah, he must have big shoulders, this guy, to go against everyone else. Right? He held like his heart, even though no one agreed with him. Right? Okay. Next. The kikaren karakum. The best way to explain this Gemara is, imagine it's hadassim. It's a branch, and the leaf on the branch is red. And you know how hadassim have like three leaves coming out of each one? Imagine that, three in a row, three, one on top of the other. So it's nine leaves on three rows. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you have this, in the Hagos Vitziyunim, there's a picture of it. My grandma has a picture of it. They have a picture of it also. That's a little like hadassim. So it's an excellent picture because that's this whole Gemara is actually going to make sense. Tana. Lach v'lo yavish. First of all, it's lach and not yavish. Tani chada ketachton v'lo ke'elyon. One Tana said the bottom, not the top. Tani idach ke'elyon v'lo ketachton. And one Brisa said the top, not the bottom. Tani idach ke'elyon, the top, v'kol shkein tachton. Certainly the bottom. V'tani idach ketachton, the bottom, v'kol shkein ke'elyon, certainly the top. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Amar Abaya, Tlasa Dori, there are three rows, V'tlasa and Tarfen Haven, and there are three leaves on each row. Nakat Dara Mitziyasa, it's the middle row, V'tarfen Mitziyasa Biyadecha, the middle row and the middle leaf on the middle row. That's the one, that's the color that we want. Now we're going to explain all four Brises. Kiyasa Lekameh, that makes sense. So in other words, now Rashi explained, there's a long Rashi, but we're not going to read it. Rashi said, so when we said the top and not the bottom, we meant the middle, not the top. The bottom, we said, the bottom, not the top, we meant the middle, not the bottom. Both sides, so now, in the middle row now, one said, the number three said certainly this in the middle, and the other one said certainly that one in the middle. In other words, all three are okay as a model. The middle one's the best one. So if you're using the right one, certainly the middle. If you're using the left one, certainly the middle.
Wait, the middle leaves are a different shade? The
yes, apparently. It's apparently a different shade. So the middle row is the best row. The only row you could use. Not the Tachta, not the Elyon. Not the Tachta, not the Elyon. The middle row. And within the middle row, there are three leaves. So the middle row is the best one. So if we say the right one's kosher, Allah is kama v'kama, the middle one's kosher. The middle one's the best one. And same thing the other way around.
So
you
call
the
chart as the plan.
Correct. The gushaihu shaninu. Also, it has to be still attached to the ground. Once it becomes detached, it loses its shape. Ukmimi adama, tana rabbanan. Kmimi adama, mevi adama, shmeina, mibikas base kerem. You take earth from the valley in base kerem, umatzif alehamayim, and you add water. It's going to give you some kind of like a reddish tinge. That's the red we're talking about. Diver abeir. Rabbi Kiva omer, mibikas yodfes, a different valley. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Bekas Sichni, a different valley. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afi Bekas Gnoser, Kiyotzeben, any valley. Tanya Idach, Ukmimi Adama, Mevi Adama Shmeina, Bekas Beis Kerem. You take earth from Beis Kerem. Umatzif Aleha Mayim Klipas Hashum. You add water, I didn't know what this meant. You add water the size of a shum. The Ain Shir Lamayim. There's no shear for the water. So what I think it means is you add water If the water is above the earth, the shear of a shum. That's what I think it means. It doesn't matter how much earth you put in. It doesn't matter how much water you put in. The ancient lamayim, the ancient offer. You can have a bucket. It doesn't matter. As long as the water is above the earth, the shear of a shum. I think that's what it means.
Thin layer of water has to cover the dirt.
The ain boat can also tzululin. You can't check it clear. Ella achurin, rather cloudy. Salalu, if it got clear. Chazav ochron, make it cloudy. When you make it cloudy, when you stir it to make it cloudy, don't use your hand, use a kli. Ibayelahu, ain ochron osam biyad ella bekli. You have to use a kli. Why is that? Delo larami biyade. That you can't use your hand. Aval b'mana ki achale biyadei shaper dami. In other words, what it means is in the kli I can use my hand, but if it's in my hand, then I have to use a kli. Dilma, or maybe delo arachinu biyadei el b'mana. Now you always have to use a kli. So tashma kishu bodkan, when you're checking them, ain bodkan ela b'kos. You have to use a kos. What about when you're gonna stir this concoction of earth and water? What are you stirring it with? Can you start with your finger, or do you have to use a kli? And the answer is teku. Also, the dirt has to be in the place where it is. In other words, you can't take the dirt from Beit Karen and then drive to Yerushalayim and then do this test over there. Rechenina Pali Kurta de Gagashtu Badakle. Rechenina used to crack open a piece of dirt and check it out. Lagit Alei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi the Askara. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi used to curse someone who did that because it's going to lead to Askara. Some kind of disease, it's some kind of dangerous activity. It's hazardous activity, they wouldn't recommend doing that. Don't do this at home. I don't know. Rechenina Hu Dechakim. Rechenina could do it. You know why? He was wise. Kuli Amalav Chakime. Right? Don't try this at home. Not everybody is equipped to do this test. Hakim Rabbi Yochanan. Here's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Chachmas is Rabbi Chanina. The wisdom of Rabbi Chanina, garmali, it caused me, to lo achazei dama, that I should not check blood stains. I shouldn't be involved in that. You know why? Because matmina mitar. What I said is no good, he said it's good. Mitarina kimitama. What I said is good, he said it's no good. So I'm not, why, can't win.
He's closing his practice.
What? He's closing his practice. I'm Rabbi Elazar. And Vinasuna Rabbi Chanina Garmali. You know what? The humility of Rabbi Chanina caused me to give close eye practice. What that means? Dechazei Dama. Because he used to actually go down into the trenches and get busy with this kind of stuff. Uma Rabbi Chanina Da'anusanhu. Right? Even though he was an Anav. Machiz Nafshe L'Safek V'Chazei. He wouldn't shy away from this kind of stuff. A woman would come, whatever. He'd go, look. Ana Lo V'Chazei. And I didn't want to. I'm not gonna do it. It's also a difficult story. Amr Zera, Tiva de Bavel Garmali. The nature of Bavel caused me to stop. I shouldn't check dam. Why? I mean, I said to myself, Betivalo Yadana, I'm not a scientist. I don't know nature. Bidama Yadana. The blood I'm gonna know. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, remember the Tivatalya Milsa? What is this, a nature thing? You have to go to the scientists have to know this? But Rabba who the other betiva, Rabba knew nature. He was a big scientist, Rabba. For lo yada bedama, and he didn't know it. He didn't check down Rabba. So he says, Kolshkin Kamar, just opposite, all the more so. Umar Rabba the other tiva. Rabba was a big scientist. Lo yachazadama, he didn't check the blood stains. Anachaza, I should check. What? So I guess they felt it did. Yeah.
One is nature.
Right, exactly. Well, we're going to get to the Masorah. We didn't even talk about Masorah yet. Because. Exactly.
I've seen a color chart.
What?
I've seen a color chart.
By the way, there's no such thing.
You look at the color chart.
There's no such thing.
Sherman Williams.
There's no such thing. I don't think they have such a thing.
How do you teach it otherwise?
It's hands on teaching.
Shemesh.
There are people.
Who's doing the Shemesh?
Yeah, so there are guys that go to Shemesh, they hang out by the Rebbe, and whenever a woman comes to the door, they look at it together. The Rebbe shows them. This is what's a problem. Look at it.
They should take pictures and make a book. Or I spoke around the book. It's my claim to have 9 on your list.
Ula ik. We should put out a book of all the ideas we came up with during Daf Yomi. Right? That alone is a book. Remember we had that guy?
Yeah.
We spoke about that already. It's old news, story. Ula ikla la Pompadisa. Ula went to Pompadisa. Aisu l'kamei dama v'lo chaza. They brought him, some woman came. He said, that's not my job. Amar, Uma Rabbi Elazar, Demara Dara de Yisrael Hu. Right? He was the leader of Klal Yisrael. This is, Rashi said, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. Ki mikla la'asad Rabbi Yehuda lo chazi dama. When he came to Rabbi Yehuda's town, he would not check. So, I should check. So, the Maikar Lumar Dara de Yisrael, why do they call him that? Dahu, it is, there was a woman, the Aisi dama l'kamei de Rabbi Elazar, that he brought it to Rabbi Elazar. Listen to the story. Havi Yosef Rab Ami Kamei. Rab Ami was sitting there as a student. Arche, he smelled the bedikah cloth. He smelled it. Amaleh, and he said, Hai dam chimud hu. This is dam chimud. In other words, this is dam that you have because you had a desire for your husband. Now I saw one of the first. It doesn't mean it's tara tare. Might not make a difference. Anyway, just that's what it is. Basa Dinafke, after she left, Itapullah of Ami. So the Ami caught up with her. Rami chased her down. Amrullah. And he said, is that true? Amrullah, she said, yes. Bali Hayabadara. He was my husband's away. Vichimada Disaf, and I did desire him. That's what they called him a big genius. I was able to figure that out by smelling it. Kari Aleha Sod Hashem Lireyov. Right? Ifra Hormuz. Who's Ifra Hormuz? Before we get to Ifra Hormuz, I just want to say one other thing. Imur de Shur Malka. She was the mother of Shur Malka. What? I don't know. So the Rosh says before, we said before about they wouldn't want to check. So the Rosh says, I'll read it in Hebrew so you can all hear this, what the Rosh says. Mimasha filu bimechach me'ashas. Even then already, hayu min hachachamim shayim nimnah meliras damim. There were people that wouldn't do this. They wouldn't check dam. Yesh lilmod, you should see from here. Shemikol shkein, certainly, b'dorosenu, in our generation. Ein letahir shum mara admimus. You can't be metahir any red. Elo rag mara shu lovon o yara kamara hazav vilvad. Just be very careful. Now, that doesn't mean you can go to a Rav, and the Rav could see something, and you'll say to yourself, there's no way the Rav is mattering this. There's no way. And sure enough, he says it's not a problem. So what's pshat? Right? To me, it looks red. Right? What's pshat? Pshat is, they have a Kabbalah, they have a Mesorah, and we it looks like it's red, it smells like it's red, it talks like it's red. It's not red. Right? That's what their job is. I once heard a joke. That there was some Rav, and they said he can drive from Brooklyn to Lakewood in like 35 minutes because there's no red lights. Okay. Anyway, Ifra Hormuz, the Rashi says elsewhere in Zvachim, she might not have even been a Jew. She was a guy. She was becoming a Gioris. She would hold from Milchus Nida. We do. We don't. We don't even know who these people are, right? But whatever it is, but she wasn't Jewish. She was some non-Jew, but she kept Milchus Nida. Anyway, Shadul Kameh the Rava. She sent Rava a bedikah cloth. Have a Yosef Rav Avadya Kamei. Rav Avadya, have you heard of Rav Avadya before? Rav Avadya was sitting there by Rava, who was in Rava's study. Arche, Rava smelled it. Amr, he said, Hai Dam Chimud, this is Dam Chimud. Amr Lebre, so the mother says to her son, Shvor Malka, Tachazi, Kamachakimi Yehudai. That Jews are so smart. Right? Such smart Jews. Amalei, who said, Dilma Kisuma Ba'aruba, right? Even the blind man opens the door. The blind man can find his way out of the room, right? Even he can find the way out. The guy got lucky. Rubber got lucky. So Hadar Shadrale Shitin Mine Dama. She sent him 60 blood samples. The Kulu Amrinu, and he was right on all 60. Hahu Basra Dam Kinimhu. The last one was the blood of a bug. Velo Yada, Rubber couldn't figure out what it was. So Estaya Milsa, Hashem helped him out, and he figured it out. The Shadallah and Rava sent back to her Sarikusa the Makatla Klimi, some kind of bug killing comb. A comb they used to get out the lice. He sent it to her to let her know that I knew that it was a bug. You know? So Amra Yehudai Bitvani Deliba Yasvisu. They live in their heart chambers. Okay. Amar of Yehuda. Meresha, originally, here we go, this is really the... Chavichazina Dama. I used to check blood. I used to be involved in that. Kivan de Amrili Ima de Yitzchak Bri. Since the mother of my son Yitzchak, his wife, said, Hi, Tipisa Kamaisa Lo Maisinan La. Right? I would never show anybody the first drop, Kamaya de Rabbanon, in front of the Rabbanon, Mishum Zuhama. Because when a woman secretes the blood, other stuff comes out also, Zuhama, you know, a foul thing. I'm not showing that to the rabbi. By the way, so why did he call her my son's wife? My son's mother? Why don't you say my wife? My son's mother? So the answer is, the Aruch HaNer says, because in Yevamos, he calls her an evil woman. This wife, he calls her an evil woman. Right? There's a whole thing there, there's a whole Chavetz Chaim there, how he can call her an evil woman. He's saying Lashon Hara about his wife. So the Aruch HaNer says, he must have divorced her by now. They must have divorced her, but I'm staying married to an evil person. I know. We didn't have an answer to that. Chavetz Chaim says that the son realized. So the answer is, he was not married to her anymore. Not saying my wife. He couldn't have an ex-wife. My mother's son. My son's mother. Right? Anyway, once I heard that my wife had said once, that they don't really show the first drop because they don't want to, it's all foul, and then there's things that the rabbi should see all that. So lo chazina, I'm not going to check this out now because I don't even know what she's showing me. Kivan, Bein Tmeya L'Tahora, Vada Chazina. But to check out between the dam of the 7 or 14 days and the dam of the next 33 and 66 days, that I could check. Right? That I could check, which is going to be later in the week. That's tomorrow's daf, the new parak. Okay, here we get the famous Gemara here. Yalta, who's Yalta? Yalta was the wife of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is one of the Amoraim who's in Shas. Yalta was his wife. Yalta, I see Dama the Kamei de Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Yalta used to show her bediga cloth to Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Vitami La. And she was, and when he showed it to her one time, he said, it's Tami. Hadar Isil Kamei de Vitzchak Bar Yehuda Vidakili. She then, she wasn't happy with that answer, so she then went to Vitzchak Bar Yehuda, and he was Matarit. So Gemara says, Hechi Avadachi, how could he do that? But Tanya, assuming he knew that she had already gone to a previous rabbi, assuming she knew that, but Tanya, Chacham Chetime Ein Chaveiro Rishai L'Tayer. Once a rabbi passes something, you can't get a second opinion, right? Usser, if a rabbi says it's Usser, Ein Chaveiro Rishai L'Tayer. You can't go to your friend to get a better psak. You can't do that. Oh, you know, like, I'm going to go to the other rabbi in the neighborhood. He'll say it's okay. There's no question she did that. Otherwise, it's not a question. How can the rabbi pass like that? Oh, don't you know how to do that? The answer is, well, maybe he didn't know. We're assuming he knew.
Why is he knew?
Because if he didn't know, what do you want from the guy? A lady walks in and says, what's the story with this? He'll say, it's mutter or asr. The question's on the rabbi. Tosfos asked on the woman. Tosfos asked, how could she do it? We're assuming, the question assumes that when the woman came to Rabbi A, Rabbi A said, now this is no good. She then went to Rabbi B, told Rabbi B what Rabbi A said, and Rabbi B said, that Rabbi A is an Amoris, I'm saying it's okay. If she didn't say what Rabbi A said, then what do you want from Rabbi B? How's he supposed to know? She walks in and says, obviously she told him.
Why can't Rabbi B disagree?
That's the rule. One second. Once ask the shayla, you're bound, because then you'll go kula shopping your whole life.
Jews always ask for second
opinion. Now when it comes to halacha. Now, so the answer is we're gonna get to an answer in a minute. Tosfos asks, but how could she do this? Forget the rabbi. How could she do this? So look at the Tosfos. Tosfos is it's the last Tosfos on the page. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 7 lines from the bottom of the Tosfos. The first half we don't have to read. V'yesh maksha al yalta. You see it? V'yesh maksha al yalta. V'yesh maksha al mata. Hechi av d'hachi. How could she do that? Hamrin parakama d'sech levod azara. Hanishal l'chacham v'timei. You go ask somebody, he says it's no good. Lo yishal l'chacham v'yatar. You can't go kula shopping. How could she? Forget the rabbi. How could she do this? We're going to give an answer for the rabbi in a minute. For Yesh Lam, our Tosfos answers, Dikpeda lo have ashoel, ela achacham. The only problem is on the chacham. There is no iser on the shoel. Aval ashoel, yishal kol mashi yirza. David, the shoel can ask everybody he wants. Listen to this Tosfos. Demikoch ta'kach, because of this, yidaptik bedavar. You're going to get to the truth. You're going to get to the bottom of it. V'pa'amim harishon toeh. Maybe the first guy did make a mistake. V'yotzer hadavar la'ora. And you're lighting up the story. The problem is on the rabbi. So first of all, you have to tell the rabbi. You must tell the rabbi. By the way, I already asked Rabbi A. I already asked Rabbi A. But you know what? I don't like what he said. I'm asking you. Now you put the burden. You're allowed to do that. Now you put the burden on him. Now he, what am I going to do now? Am I going to accuse the other rabbi of being wrong? Should I call him up? What? That's the rabbi's problem. You're allowed to do this. Now, I don't know. So the Arachlaner asks. The Arachlaner asks a question which he doesn't answer. His question is, but at the end of the day, it's a suffix d'oraisa. So how could you go be Mekoma? There is a rabbi out there who said, imagine if Rabbi B calls Rabbi A. And Rabbi A says, no, I'm sticking to my guns. I hear what you say. I hear you. I hear what you're saying. I completely disagree with you. So how could you? By the way, there are things that go on. Like, for example, there are things that go on Shabbos where Moshe Feinstein said it's mutter, and others said it's an issa d'oraisa. So now, what do you mean? You have to do makom and not hold. You can't hold. No, you're not allowed to hold up with Moshe Feinstein. You're allowed to do that, right? His shoulders are big enough that you can rely on him, assuming that you rely on him for other things. And you can't just go cool. No, but assuming that, which is generally the way it is, right? Assuming that you're a rabbi, it's your posting, you take the good with the bad. Right, but this is a fascinating tosser. You can go ask him. All asking is going to do is get better truth. Now, what's the story between the rabbis? That's their problem. Let them fight it out. All you're going to do is get better truth. It's a fascinating tosser. Fascinating.
You can go foolish shopping.
According to this tosser, there's no problem. It's not cool shopping. It's truth shopping. It's truth shopping. Imagine this. Imagine if Rabbi B calls Rabbi A, and then Rabbi B calls back to him and says, you know what, I spoke to the other rabbi. He's 100% right. I was wrong. That could happen too. You know? You're searching for the truth. So you're searching for the truth. Now, the rabbi, the burden now shifts to the rabbi. You're searching for the truth. Right? You have people today the other way around. The rabbi will say it's mutter. So what kind of rabbi is that? That doesn't satisfy me. You'll call the other rabbi. They'll say, no, it's usher. Oh, now I'm happy. Right? So you didn't have to ask. If that's what you wanted to behave, you don't have to ask for that. But okay, the people are. You don't have to ask for that. Just don't do it. Okay, so he still didn't answer the question. The question was, how could the second rabbi go against the first rabbi? That's the question we're holding now, right? Right. So the Gemara answers, Meikara, here's what happened. Tamu Yahave Mitamila. Really, the first rabbi said it was Tamei. But Kivan the Amrlo to call Yomahavi. Am I in the right place?
Yeah.
Kivan the Amrlo to call Yomahavi Medaki Li. But every time I showed him the same thing, he said it was okay. Kihai Gavna, like the same exact color. He always mothered it. Vuidna hu the chashbe ene dachile. Right? But now what happened? Now he had an eyeache. The rabbi always go to. So he said it was coming. I went to him 1,000 times. He always said like this, it's okay. Now all of a sudden he said it's not okay. They must have an eyeache. I went to the second rabbi. Second rabbi said, it's not a problem. I'm really agree. Rashi says, Rav Yitzchak, Mishum Kvodo de Rabba Bar Bar Chana. The reason why, according to Rashi, the reason why Rabbi B is not allowed to disagree with Rabbi A is because it's a breach of kavod on Rabbi A. That's the reason. It's a breach of his kavod. That's what Rashi says. The Rashba and the Ritva don't say that. They say that once the rabbi has paskind, the rabbi has turned that piece of meat into treif. How are you going to get it out of being treif? It's treif. The rabbi said it's treif. I'm going to go to another rabbi and ask him if it's not treif. It's already been paskind. It's treif. It's a completely different way of looking at this issue. Completely different way of looking at this issue. Right? Now, Tosfos, the second to bottom Tosfos, asked a fascinating question. Why did Yalta just go to her husband?
If he doesn't do it, can he go to
Yehuda? Oh, So look at the second Tosfos. There are three answers to this question. Mashma shelo haysa regila haris lor of Nachman Baila. She wouldn't show it to Nachman, her husband. V'shema lo haya baki. Maybe Mati said he didn't know this. It wasn't a baki in this. V'had amar Rav Nachman le'el b'dam chazaka. Yeah, b'dam chazaka. I, Rav Nachman, before said he was a big expert. Kabbalah haysa biyado. Maybe he had a Kabbalah. No, maybe he had a Kabbalah only about that one issue about the bloodletting. That it looks like colors of bloodletting, but he really couldn't pass him. That's the first answer. Beis inami haysa chosheshes. Listen to this answer. Shema haya machtimer al atzmo liyos libo nakfo uparish v'lo yismach al chachmaso. Maybe he would be biased and be too machmer. You hear that? Biased not to be too makel, to be too machmer. That's answer number two. Answer inami sholtis gana lofanov. Maybe she was embarrassed. Showed to her husband. What kind of? I'm not sure what that means, really. Then he says, listen to this. Aval, ein lomar, don't say the usha lara was deme ishto. You don't say that she wasn't allowed to do it. That she wasn't allowed to show her husband. Taha, says the goyim tanan, it says over there by the goyim, call the goyim adam roe, you can show your goyim to anybody. Chutz minigei atmo, you can't show your own. You can't, if you're a kohen, you can't check your own goyim. Remeir omer, af lo nigei krovav, you can't check your relatives also. Call on a dorm of the matir, you can be matir anyone's neder, chutz minigei atmo. Now you can't be matir your own adar. You have to go to someone else. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Afnol Nidri Ishri. You can't even be matir your wife's adar. Vilu kol hadamim adam roe chutz min dame ish lo ktani. No one said anything about damim. So there is no rule that you can't check your own wife's damim. So why didn't Rabbi Nachman? So Tosfos had three reasons. All right, it's also fascinating.
This is supposed to show you that you have to always show it to the garden.
Oh, so we're going to get to that in a minute.
If you have a problematic...
We're going to get to that in a minute.
He said it's good.
We're going to get to that. That's the next. We're probably not going to finish this now. Umi Mehemni, was she, is she even believed? She even believed to say what she believed to say, right? She even believed to say that. Well, you know, this is what happened. Always, I went to Rabbi A. He always said this, and today he had an eye problem, so he didn't see it good. She even believed, and she is believed. Vatanya, Nemenis Ishalomar Kazera Isi V'Ivaditiv. A woman's believed to say, "This is what I look. This is what it looked like." But I lost it. So the Ramban asks David's question. So why'd she go every day? Why'd she go all the time? Why'd she always go?
Exact same thing.
So he gives three answers. Number one, maybe she didn't trust herself. Number two, maybe she was machmer on herself. Or number three, maybe because of the kavod of the rabbi, she went to him. It can feel good. Right? Those are the three. Ibailahu, kazet tier ish ploni chachamahu. So what's the story with that? It's an interesting question, right? If a woman that sees dam, right, and she shows it to her friend, and her friend says, "Oh, I had the exact same thing. I mean, the rabbi said it was not a problem. The exact same thing happened to me. Not a problem." Tashma nemenet isha lomar kazera isi vivaditiv. A woman's believed to say, "It looked like this, but I lost it." So what do you see from here? Right. So this would be good. You and your friend now can paskin. Shiny husband. There it's different. The lefel kamek. It's not here. If the bedigal is not here, then maybe we'll allow it. But if it's here, so go ask somebody. Tashma the lesse isa dama lekaime. I'm sorry. Dialta isa dama lekaime. The rabbi bar bachan of a timala. Right, so Yalta had the bedikah cloth. She went to the first rabbi. The kamei devitcha bered of Yehuda v'dachil. He said it was okay. Veichi of v'dachil. We asked, how is that possible? Vatanya chacham shetime ein chaver v'shay latayr. Vaminan temuye Yehuda tamile. Really, he always really was matamiy. Kiva de amrle kol yomah v'dachile kia gavna. Really, every day he said it was okay. Vaidna hu dechash be'ene hadu dachile. So really, that's what he told Rabbi too. Really, Rabbi one always said it was good. Today he had some eye problem. So when the rabbi too heard that, he said, "Okay, then I'm going to say it's fine." Now, Alma, what do you see from there? Mehemnala, she's believed, even though the dam is here, even though it's still here. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda Agmere Samach. That's what that means. He was Agmere Samach. He relied on what he received from his rebbeim that this was tahar, but if he would believe that there was a suffix in his Myra, maybe he would not have believed what Yalta gave the whole story. He would not have believed this whole story. Why? Maybe we don't believe a woman in this kind of case. Maybe we don't. So we didn't really resolve the question. We have to stop here. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. We'll finish the parak tomorrow. And then we start the new parak, which is all about miscarriages. Start tomorrow, and everyone have a very good day.